Question from Amit Kumar Prabhu. In Bhagavad Gita 7.15, it seems that Moodhas, Maya, Aparakta, Gyanas, and Asuris, it's Asuram Bhavam Ashrita, all three can also be called Naradhamas, because all of them miss human chance. Also, I feel that each category can have the quality of other categories. So, is it a strict way of classification of the people who are Dushkritanas? Can you please explain? Answer. No system of classification reflects reality precisely. Just like we can have the color, say pink and red. But then there will be shades in between. So reality in general is continuous. And taxonomy of any kind, taxonomy is the subject of classification, of any kind is always problematic. We divide people into three modes, but then there will be shades of each and everyone. So, the same problem of taxonomical classification, it especially applies more the subtle the characteristics that are there. You know, for gross objects with measurable characteristics, taxonomy might be easier. But with subtle characteristics, it becomes more difficult. So here Krishna is talking about the mentality of people. And mentality is definitely a subtle characteristic. So yes, this classification is not watertight. It is indicative of the mentalities which cause people to go away from Krishna and stay away from him. In fact, if we look at the commentaries of the previous acharyas, often they give significantly different explanations of each category. In broad terms, the words are self-explanatory. So, moodha refer to people who are just animal-like. They have no higher sensibilities developed at all. Although they have a higher human life, they are just involved in animal propensities. Naradhamas, they may have a higher intelligence, but they just don't never take any interest. Maya Aparita Jnana, they have knowledge, they even have spiritual knowledge, but their spiritual knowledge is lost because of their own misconceptions. And Asuram Bhavadam Ashritaha, you could say they have anti-spiritual knowledge. In the sense they are actively working against God and His mission. So, Moodhas have no spiritual inclination at all. Naradhamas don't take time out for spiritual interest. Don't take in the effort. Maya Aparita Jnana get deluded and delude others because of their own misconceptions, and Naradhama and Asuram Bhava Mahashita go actively against God. So this will be a broad classification or a broad explanation of what each of these categories means. And Srila Prabhupada elaborates on this. Now I have followed Srila Prabhupada, who largely gives us explanation which is in agreement with the meaning of the term, but then he gives further specific details. So now it is the living Vedic tradition that considers it its duty to counter the most current and contemporary formulations of avidya. That means in whatever way avidya is manifesting today, that will be refuted by the living Vedic tradition. So, for example, now Srila Prabhupada may include, say, atheistic scientists or Mayavadis who say, Mano Sevai, Madha Sevai, Daritra Narayan, in Maya Aparita Jnanasi. I'm just giving it as a tentative example over here. So, Now, there might not have been atheistic scientists with Darwin's theory of evolution, say, during Baldev Vidya Bhushan's time. So then he will not talk about those people in that category. So he may well talk about the specific brand of Mayavad that was prevalent at that time within that particular category. So we can use this categorization as a means to get a general understanding of the mentalities which make people go away from Krishna. But it is not, they will surely have overlap. And in fact, we may find in ourselves some traces of each of these propensities also, which make us stay away from Krishna. And in people whom one particular propensity is maximum developed, that may become their primary cause for staying away from Krishna or going away from Krishna further. So, yes, rather than getting into the hair splitting about each specific category, we need to understand their broad intention of indicating the generic mentalities that keep us away from Krishna. Thank you.